An early champion of quick cooking died over the weekend. Her name was Peg Bracken. In 1960, she published a cookbook meant to liberate American women from long hours in the kitchen. Bracken called her work the Complete I Hate to Cookbook. Her allies in this fight were canned and frozen foods and mixes. The enemy, the 1950s mindset that trapped women in a homemaker's role.
The American housewife, wife, mother, laundress, counselor, maid, chef.
Well, Peg Bracken wanted women to enjoy life, and the book was playful, encouraging readers to spend less time cooking and more time smoking cigarettes and drinking martinis. Some of her recipes were called Skid Road Stroganoff, Aggression Cookies, Stay Abed Stew, and Soul Survivor. In an interview with NPR in 1999, Peg Bracken said the book grew out of her own attitude toward food.
Maybe I really have a love-hate relationship with food. I'm interested in it, but certainly not wholly involved. It's the dailiness of it, particularly if you're a woman. I know that times supposedly have changed, but nevertheless, it is still usually the woman who wakes up in the morning knows that this heavy hangs over her head at the end of the day when she ought to be sipping a cocktail and watching whatever she's watching or reading. She's got to be out there doing that kitchen minuet.
Although her book would eventually sell more than 3 million copies, Peg Bracken told NPR it wasn't easy to get it published.
6 male editors turned it down because they said that women regarded cooking as rather sacred. They didn't want to see it kicked around.
It took a female editor to understand the book's potential, and it went to print. Peg Bracken lived to see the culinary pendulum swing the other way, with gourmet cuisine and slow food gaining favor, but she never wavered from her belief that if you can't stand the cooking, you need to get out of the kitchen fast. Peg Bracken, author of the Complete I Hate to Cookbook, died Saturday in Portland, Oregon, at the age of 89. It's All Things Considered.